No, we, you know, I mean, we just, we, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were.
Say that one more time, please. One more time. Boom! One more time. Boom!
Welcome to the Bear Essentials. On today's show, we are joined by friend of the show, Tyson Anderson of the Cincinnati Bengals, as we discuss his continued NFL journey and much more. What's happening, Prez?
Hey, man, it's all good over here, bro, man. This right here, man, audience, you know, this is our annual sit down with our brother Tyson here. And I'm not even going to call this guy a guest on the show. This is a brother, man. He a friend of the show. Tyson, get on in here and talk to him, baby. How you been, bro?
I've been solid, man. I appreciate y'all. Know I appreciate y'all, man. It's always fun hopping on the show, man. I appreciate conversing with y'all, chopping it up, catching up. So it's our thing, man. I'm a brother on the show. I appreciate being here.
Yes, sir. Man, so, man, bro, it was tough to see you go down with the injury, man. How you doing? Are you keeping your head up with everything?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was a tough way to go down after everything that happened rookie year for sure. But, I mean, it's been cool. I'm 4 months, like 4.5 months out now, so – we are through the nitty gritty of it now. We done got through the rough part to the roughest of the whole surgery. So I'm on starting to transition to running and doing a lot more stuff on grass and just cutting and running and stuff. So getting back to my old self and just feeling good. We ain't nothing to worry about.
I mean, it's crazy how the body is resilient. I mean, back in the day, man, when people would have like, you know, those type of knee injuries, man, they'd have people put down and you look good, man. So you back running and everything?
Yeah. I literally just I've been running on the treadmill for like the last like month or so. Finally got up to like 14 miles per hour on the treadmill. Jeez. Doing workouts on the treadmill, and then they was like, all right, now it's time to transition. The knee never swell up, did nothing crazy. So it was like, all right, now it's time to transition to the next step to take it to put the cleats on and get back on the turf. So we doing
now,
that
now. Audience, I gotta just basically get this man some flowers real quick. This man played the rest of the game with a torn ACL, bro. What was you on?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know. That adrenaline and that will mug, I ain't gonna lie, when your people's in the stands, you know you ain't trying to let them down. But I ain't gonna lie, the whole time I was out there, I mean, I was just on special teams, so at the end of the day, you feel me, a lot of my stuff is straight line running. It ain't too much cutting really coming at angles or nothing too crazy. And that's really your ACL when you're doing all the cutting and stuff like that. So it really, I mean, it hurt it for sure. Sometimes it was like, but the whole time I thought I just hyperextended my knee. So I'm like, you feel me? I done hyperextended my knee before. Like I can push through this a little bit. And it was already a third quarter, halfway through the third. So realistically, you only gonna have like 5-6 more special teams plays at that point. I'm like, I can toughen up through this. But then once that plane ride, we got off that plane, I said, oh no. We're the doc. I can't get to my car.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
That's when you knew something was up?
Yeah, that's when I knew. Hey, I knew something was up for sure. Like when I, like that, going, like coming, trying to get to the car, and then just waking up the next morning, like, dang, trying to get ready off of tour ACL. That boy, I'm like, man, I'm limping through the crib. Like, but I gotta get there though. I'm like, man, Doc came. I'll never forget. Doc came in there. You feel me? Examined my knee. He do it on my right knee, my good knee. And he come over to my left knee where I tore my ACL. He's like, you feel that on this side? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you feel it over here? I'm like, nah, I ain't feel nothing. He's like, man, your ACL gone. What? Whole time I'm thinking I'm about to be ready to go Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what he talking about. I'm ready to go again. I shake back. He told me that news. I couldn't even believe he even said it for real. Yeah, that was wild.
And it's crazy too, because like you were saying how you're playing special teams. Not only were you just playing special teams, but I thought just from a guy on the outside that, you know, we follow the Bears over here, but I've been kind of keeping an eye on what you got going on. But I thought you were playing special teams at a really high level, bro. And so now when you're playing special teams, you were excelling at that mug too. So I mean, I'm sure that had to be bittersweet for you. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, you know, so after everything that happened rookie year, you feel me? I just wanted to just capitalize on every opportunity I got this past season. Just so you feel me, I was in my head, I'm thinking to you either gonna make or break yourself in this league at this point. So you gotta go out, you feel me, trying to swing for the fences. And that's what I did in the preseason and led on to me, you feel me, owning and accepting my role as a gunner, as a five on kickoff, as a left center on KOR, as a left guard on punt return, just owning into my role and just doing my job, and just at the end of the day, just going out there having fun and trying to make as many plays as I can. And to I was doing that at a high level before you for me it went down. I was tied for I was leading the league in special teams tackles at that point, tied for the league at least at that point. So I was feeling good out there. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, obviously, you know, that situation was tough for you, and especially as you mentioned the rookie year that you had. But I kind of look at this past season was kind of like your rookie year. Can you kind of talk through just your relationship with your special teams coordinator there and just some of the you know, I guess the words that he had for you to kind of get you ready for this upcoming season?
Yeah, he always stayed on me, Coach Darren Simmons. He our head special teams guy. He always just stayed on me, making sure I was attentive and you feel me, engaged during meetings and just locked in mentally throughout that whole year. Just because he knew at some point my time was gonna come, and he had all faith in me that I was gonna be who I showed him I was this year. So, and then Coach Colt, my gunner coach, Colt Anderson, he the head guy at the Titans now. So they just kept me motivated, just kept me, you feel me, just putting stuff into my brain to help me become a better football player. And then I had my OG, my dog, Mike Thomas, and he a legend on the special team side, special teams Pro Bowler, and he been putting that game in my ear for a minute, and for to 2 years pretty much you can say at that point. And then he was just coaching me up the whole way throughout the process. So him plus my two coaches, man, it was. And then just all my teammates just feeding off their energy and what they brought to the tables. It was just fun out there, man.
And I saw they elevated him to the 53 man when you went down too.
OG,
Yeah.
yeah, OG, he a, man, he a dog, man. He, I want to say, this is was year 12, if I can remember correctly, it's year 12 for him. So he been in the league for a minute, man. And he's so knowledgeable, know so much about the game, and I was just picking his brain every chance I could get to help me if I felt like somebody was stopping me or causing me a little trouble. I'm coming right to him like, yo, like what you seeing out there? Like how can I set him up differently? How can I like who should I read this time? Because I'm just asking anything I can ask, and that helped me tremendously this year too, for sure.
And that's, I mean, that's what it's all about, man. They always say that a lot of guys that come in the league and they're not ready to take on like some of those learnings from the veterans, but it seemed like you were receptive in this, huh?
No, hey man, if you ain't trying to be a sponge, I mean you doing yourself a disservice for real. He been doing this for I dreamed to do this for 12 years. So if I can gain any knowledge that he got for me, I can maybe get closer to 12 years. That's all it's all about, staying in this game as long as we can and protecting and making stuff, making some a name for ourselves and helping our families, man. That's all it's about.
Obviously, that injury had to be really, really tough for you, Tyson. He just kind of talked to like this, that the beginning process for you mentally and how you got through everything. Was it family? Like, what got you through to this point now where I'm looking at you now, you're smiling and you sound like you're ready to go again, potentially.
Man, obviously, you feel me, you go through any time you get hurt, you go through, you feel me, some type of low point, whether that's right after surgery, whether that's right after your injury, whether that's so whatever it is. For me, those first, you feel me, 6 weeks being at home, being in the bed, being bedridden for real, watching my bros, you feel me, on the TV. That was kind of the low point for me. But then I always had my moms, my bros, my sisters, everybody just checking up on me and just making sure I'm good. My girl, making sure I'm cool, making sure, you feel me, I don't need for nothing, even though she got a lot going on too. But it's just hard taking care of. I was just a big grown baby for real, and shout out to her for just putting up my junk for real and just helping me out through it all. Because without her, it was to I wouldn't go be here to help. I wouldn't go be here to do nothing. So you can't even go to the bathroom when you're down bad like that. So that was really what all it was, just putting my faith in God, you for me, staying prayed up and wrapped around his word, and then just to put in the work. That's what it's all about. You just got to put in the work, stay prayed up, put in the work, surround yourself with great people, and that's what all I did for real. And 4.5 months later, I'm back on my feet, back moving around, back for me feeling good. Ain't where I want to be, but I'm blessed to be where I'm at though.
I mean, that don't surprise me a dub, man, because listen, when we met you, you had a whole crew of people with you, you know what I mean? You had that support system. So it don't surprise either one of us to hear, man, that you stay with the right people around you. Hey, it sounds like you got you a good one, man. Keep that girl, keep her around, man.
No, for sure that, for sure.
You got moms there. I see you do a lot of posting about moms, how beautiful a woman she is. I seen some of those posts you've been doing.
Yeah, you know, you always got to just give her flowers. She always, she's just a beautiful woman, beautiful soul inside and out, and do so much for, our family. So it's always good to just publicly, give her love. Everybody knows she a beautiful woman. Hey, even Ray Charles can see that. So everybody knows she a beautiful woman. So just giving her flowers and giving her some love when she do so much for everybody.
And man, how's Nana doing?
Oh, she a soldier. Nana out here ready for the weather to break so she can get out here at the new parks in Toledo. She big on her she retired, so she big on her, she in her walking journey now. She waking up every morning going to walking, getting some cardio, some blood circulating through her, so she just keeping it going for real. She good though. Nana can't complain about nothing. Everything good in Nana's eyes.
Listen, man, people that's out here listening to this show, y'all need to take note from Nana and go outside and touch some grass, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy this world. Get off the computer and off this internet shit sometimes, man.
No, for real, though. Hey, health is wealth, man. You got to take care of yourself out here, man. You better use the limbs before we ain't got them no more. So we gotta do what we got to do.
Yes, sir. I was going to say, too, before Dub asked you the question about your mom, we was at the Senior Bowl, and I also covered the Combine. And man, your young boy, man, Quinion, man, that boy, he's special, man. But he gave you some kudos at the Senior Bowl, man. Can you just talk to us about just that relationship that you have with him and just that DB group in general there from Toledo?
Oh yeah, we done had so many great DBs. You feel me? Since I've been there, since I was a junior, senior in high school, looking up to them dudes. But yeah, Q, man, he always been just I hosted, it's crazy because I hosted Q when he was a senior in high school on his official visit. So like me and him, we've been rocking for a real long time. So just to see him come from that little dude I met for the first time when I was even a sophomore, junior, to who he turned out to be and who he even was when I was even there. He was always trying to soak up knowledge, soak up the game, and he always had that desire and that hunger to want to be special, and to that led him to be the beast he is to that we seeing right now. But I've been seeing this since 2019 when I first met him. So this ain't nothing to me. I went through the Senior Bowl myself, my own, like obviously we know. And then just showing him how the schedule gonna be, so he can be just a little bit more prepared for everything that's going on, making sure he know what the day is gonna look like, what I experienced, what was the toughest part to the Senior Bowl, what was the easiest part, what was the interviews like, what questions he should already be prepared for, just putting him on game so he can ace everything. He was gonna ace it regardless, but just giving him a little cheat sheet to everything.
You know, my favorite part of watching him at the Senior Bowl was he took some reps against Brendan Rice, and it was so funny, man, because he kind of was doing a little trail coverage and he tricked the quarterback into throwing that mug. Man, I did not know that. I mean, I knew he was fast. But that way he closed on the ball when it went over there, man, I'm like, Brendan didn't have a chance, bro. I was like, wow. That's when I saw that. I'm like, he first round, no doubt.
He got real gas. And it's crazy because he go be the one. He get faster after 40. I could tell how he ran the 40-yard dash. He was just now starting to even turn it on for real. So he about to get to the league and make so many plays just like he was in college. And everybody had the questions about the conference concerns, but he put all of them to bed when he went to the Senior Bowl and did what he did. So I'm just excited for him, man, because they predicted him. They predicted him real good, high up there. So I just hope he go land in a good situation, a good home for him, and that he go continue to make a name for himself.
No, I mean, I hope so too, bro. At the combine when he ran, he ran 4.33, and he took down your because you had the record.
Yeah.
But you know, at the thing, you know, records, you know, they meant to be broken, you know.
And oh,
I know
yeah, you're real, but then it's always that. Just, you feel me, you never want your bro to have that talking point over. like you never want that to, you feel me. Now he texting my phone telling me, you feel me, I ain't the fastest DB in Toledo now. So it's like, I never wanted that to happen, but you feel me, it was bound to happen. Now he got that talking over me, so he got that bragging rights.
Yeah, but you were still moving out, because you remember when we had you on the show, listen, man, when you did that at the combine, I was like, I told Dub, I was like, God damn, man, I didn't know it was like that. you still doing your thing, bro.
yeah, for sure.
I mean, also when he got the past breakups record, too.
Yeah, he beat my college roommate, Sam Womack, one of my best friends in college. He play on the Niners right now. He got drafted a couple picks after me to the Niners. So he literally, my bro got the record the year, 2 year, whenever we left 2 years ago, and then he just beat his record 2 years later. So that's crazy.
That is crazy. Are you going to come to the draft at all, you think?
I probably won't. I'll probably just be back in Cincy training for getting everything straight on my end, supporting from afar.
There you go. So with, you know, your prep for the upcoming season, what's that been looking like? Is just, you mentioned that, you know, you kind of like still in the throes of, you know, trying to like, you know, get therapy and kind of get things back. But what's the plan here? Are you thinking you'll be able to participate in training camp, or what's the goal for you for the upcoming season?
Yeah, it's training camp for sure. You know, you got OTAs coming up in middle of April. So I'm gonna just be for sure at the facility, going to the meetings, you feel me, in the weight room with the guys, everything like that. But whenever we do our on field portion and stuff, it's gonna be more a walkthrough mental days for me. So then for sure ready for to start a training camp in August.
Oh man, that's what's up. And yeah, you know what, last training camp, man, you had something special for him, because I mean that's how you got on that 53 man. And it's so funny when Dub saw you when you came down to the Illini game, and yeah, the funniest thing with that whole situation is Dub, when we were walking in the building, we like, you know, they playing Toledo, and I said, well, I wonder if Tyson in the building. And I said, man, he probably didn't come. And then you come walking up with him. I'm like, that's just crazy.
No, you know, that was wild. I was for sure not even expecting to see y'all. When he called my name, I'm like, oh, snap. I'm like, what's going on? And he told you down here somewhere. And we walk down, you got your little, you on your little computer. I'm like, oh, yeah, they ready. They ready, right? Because I wasn't even supposed to come up there. I'm just, they talking about, there's some food up there. I'm like, food? Oh, yeah, let me come on. Let me holler up here. Let's go up here, y'all. Some free food up here.
Dude, they always have it decked out for us up there at the media little spot, man. That's funny. And it's funny because when I saw you up there, I didn't think none of it. I'm like, well, he Toledo royalty. I'm sure they like, yeah, you can go wherever you want up in here. So I didn't even think nothing of it.
No, yeah.
Anybody and everybody be coming through there, man.
Yeah, no, it was for sure a lot of folks in there, though. It was packed in there.
Yes, sir. You know what? And y'all had us in that game for a minute because, bro, that first half of that game, we could do nothing with y'all quarterback.
Yeah, we should have won that game. It was up to that final drive. You got to win it in the last couple of moments. And we just ain't make enough plays to, you feel me, keep y'all out of field goal range. For real. That's all it really came down to. A couple of plays here and there, but I trust our defense against anybody, so we always got to hold up if it's on us. And y'all got us that day. I was salty.
Yeah. Well, with the road I was going down when I was talking about you in the preseason was what you did in the Packers in that Packers preseason game, man, with the pick six, and you know we got to talk to you about that. And I mean, that was a highlight, bro. I mean, when I saw that, you know, I hate the Packers. Anybody listening to this show, they know that. I was like, oh, I did that to them bums. I'm like, yes, sir.
Nah, yeah, that game was crazy. The only thing I regret is I ain't have a good enough celebration. That's the only thing I regret. All my bros, you feel me, giving me stuff. My celebration went up to par. So I got to do that again. So I got to make up for that.
You got to run that back for sure.
Yeah,
but you know what? It don't matter.
Six.
You snatched that mug.
My freshman year of high school. So I got that, and I damn near blacked out. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, snap. Oh, y'all all in my face. Oh, snap. Okay, we turning up. Okay. You got 100 times in the head coming to the sideline.
but that was just impressive, because you just snatched that mug. So honestly, anybody that watched the play, they probably be like, oh, man, you know what? It don't matter about no dance. You see what he just did? So, yeah. Nah, that was good. That was good stuff.
That was a nice play. That was for sure a highlight of my sports career.
More to come. So last year we talked about goals and things like that for you for the season. So what type of goals you got for this for your third season now, right?
Yeah, obviously to want to crack that rotation and just become a reliable piece on our defense. Just keep chipping away at that, but then just keep honing in on the role that I already have and just maximizing my ability at that. That special teams, that gunner role. And so I see myself as a all-pro special teams in this league, and I got to continue to show up every day and working like it for real. That's kind of how – that's my goals really for this season, because I feel like if I would have finished last year the way I wanted to, I would have – that's where I would have been in conversation of.
Last year was leave no doubt. What we doing this year?
Be who I say I am.
Okay. I like that. I'm gonna have to steal that one, Dub. I like that one.
Yeah. We're gonna take that one for sure, Prayer.
So we're gonna get off of football for a second, man. So, man, personal wise, man, last time you talked about some things you were doing in the community, man. How did all that stuff turn out?
Oh yeah. So we did a bunch of stuff with the with my little league. We did a bunch of stuff with my little league football team. Last time I told y'all they had invited me to like my little league basically Hall of Fame. So we it's crazy because our bunch of stuff happened with our little league program. A passing happened with a great coach. So we just go still try to continue that thing because he was really bringing me back into my football. You for me, my little league football life. I always, you for me, went up there to talk a little bit, went up there, but he was bringing it all back full circle and just go continue to, you for me, keep leaving that legacy and just continue to just lay that blueprint. And we got some camps coming up. My mom, we trying to do like a little school giveaway, just book bag, pencils, crayons, just small stuff, just so the kids can have something to take back to school. So just some football camps and a little school giveaway, and then that's pretty much all we really got planned right now. And then to getting ready, really just a lot of it, just my knee right now, for real, kind of got to take care of the main thing. The main thing [S2] Yep. [S1] Is the knee, and then. Getting everything else right. So them three things we got kind of going right now, and we go try to capitalize on all of them. Last year they was a big success for real. Had I think like 300-400 kids at the our football camp at my high school. So we gonna try to do it again and to beat those numbers or stay right at them numbers. So we in the talks of that right now, figuring out where we gonna do it at, what the times gonna be, what the dates gonna be, just with everybody having such a busy summer. So we got to just, it's big planning going on.
And the things. And obviously, like you said, you know, you got to keep the main thing, and you got to focus on getting your knee right. So there's just all these things that are all in motion right now at the same time.
Yeah, fact. So that's the biggest thing, because it's just like, I need to be here getting my rehab. Now I got to just, for me, pick my weekends, pick my day or so where I jet off to come back. Because, you know, Toledo only a 3-hour drive, so that ain't really nothing in the grand scheme of things to jet there, come back, and still handle my responsibilities that I got to do with my own personal self.
What's been the toughest part about rehab, man? Like, just for you mentally, like, is it one of those things where it's like, you're like, oh, man, I got to do this stuff again? Or are you at the point now where you just locked in and you know that, you know, it's the end goal of mine with this stuff?
I would say the toughest part, for real, obviously, them first, you feel me, like 6 to 8 weeks when you just, you feel me, you pretty much just, you handicapped at that point, and being a person who always on his feet, always moving, always, you feel me, running around, always on the go, always trying to do something else, to have to really sit and be there, that was probably one of the hardest things, just to, dang, I can't even get up and go over there if I wanted to right now. Or if I do, it's going to take me an extra 4 minutes. Then you just, hey, can you please come give me that? but I for sure, that's probably one of the hardest parts. And then now is continue to find like small wins in your rehab for real. Because in the beginning process, them first month or two, every week you can feel yourself like a big jump. Like, oh, snaps. I couldn't even do that last week, but I can do that. Now it might take me, for me, 2 to 3 weeks for me to see another big jump. So that's probably the biggest thing, just to celebrate the small wins, even though they don't look the same as they was in the beginning process of it. That's probably the two hardest things for us.
And then is it hard for you not to get too far ahead of yourself in the rehab when you start to have some of those wins?
Yes, but that's not hard though, just because I'm always, you feel me, pushing myself to do a little bit more. So even if the trainer's just telling me, you feel me, all right, take it a little easy on this one, all right, I'm gonna still try to test myself to really, just because you tell me I might not be able to do it, but I might still be able to do it. You might think I might just be a little bit more advanced than you thought I was at this moment. So I'm trying to, you feel me, so always, I'm just always competing against myself for real, so it don't even be, it don't be nothing for real. So that part of it be easy.
What's been like your favorite part about living in Cincinnati and in that community? Because I know you missed the Toledo, but what's up with Cincy?
Cincy a vibe though. Cincy is just a bigger Toledo for real. I just call it like a little like Toledo on steroids for real. It's just like whatever you find in Toledo, you can find in Cincinnati, and it might be a couple more of them. You might have a couple more shoe stores, a couple more steakhouses, a couple more, you feel me, kick it jazz bars, a couple more, something like that. So it's all the same for real, but I like the community of Cincy. I like the, you feel me, the university. You gotta love the Bearcats down here with the football and basketball program. They got the soccer team, FC. They got a bunch of stuff. You got the Reds down here turning around. So it's a lot of stuff to, you feel me, be excited for in the city. It's a fun city to live in for sure.
Do you have a favorite spot, like whether it's a restaurant or something?
I mean, we love Roof Chris. Everybody love Roof Chris on some local stuff. I mean, we don't have Roosters in Toledo. Roosters are popping little chicken spot out here that we don't got in Toledo. So that's for sure probably one of my favorite spots. Yeah, that's it. Them probably the only places I really can think of for real.
Okay.
Other than I just tried some African food for the first time. I had some goat curry, so I'm trying to with some fufu. So I'm trying to, you feel me, switch my taste buds up a little bit and try different stuff and venture out in different ways, but just to see what I like. So I got to figure out another little popping spot out here on some different eats out there.
Now, was that good? Because I've never had that. I've seen people eat that in the movies and whatnot. I've always wanted to try that because you eat that with your hands and whatnot, right?
Oh yeah, my cousin down there, my cousin Will, he in Akron. He got a little restaurant down there in Akron. He making it. So I had it when I went down there to put up on some of my bros for this little high school basketball game. So it was 10 out of 10 for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, what's the name of the restaurant, man? Give him a plug.
Dang, man. I can't. I'm gonna fold it, but I'm gonna send it to you. I can't remember the name of the restaurant. I can't even remember the name of it.
Hey, we'll throw it out there. Now, man, I got to get you on some music stuff, man. Where you at on this Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole deal?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, man. It's what's crazy is I really like listen. I didn't even know they was beefing until a week ago when the album dropped, or a couple days after the album dropped. I didn't even know they was beefing, but man, Future the greatest. So I got it. You feel me? Future catalog to me is one of the best out there. So I'm team Future for sure. He got some real bangers on this album. He got some real heat on this album he dropped. But they, you for me, they all legends in their own. But for me, Future, he up there on my list for sure. So I'm rocking with my dog. So I don't know what they got going on though. But that ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm just listening to music. But I'm rocking with Future all the way out.
Listen, Future, he a goat on the mic and in his own personal time, man. That dude, he just, everything he do it at a high level.
Yeah, he don't miss, literally.
But he don't miss. But here's the deal, though, man. He do take some shots at Russell Wilson, though, man. What you think about that, though?
Yeah, he be a little OD on that. I ain't with all that, man. Y'all got a whole family going on. Y'all need to just stop. Y'all got something good going on, man. Ain't too many people can have households like that. So y'all got to just chill and be cool for the kids. That's all they got to do.
Yeah, man, keep it positive. I feel you, man. See, Dub and I, we grew up in the 80s and the 90s when rap was just like flagrant. And I, you know, people died, and you know, so we, you know, I like how you move with it, man. Let's just keep it about the music
enjoy life. We ain't got to make it personal. We all making money. We all having fun. Let's just keep doing that.
Yeah, man. So, but you're right about that, though, man. Future and Metro Boomin, man. they make good music together, though, man. I gotta give them both their props on that, you know.
Yeah, and they do.
Some good bangers on that. GTA, man. I've been bumping that pretty hard lately, bro. So yeah, he got GTA, some nice songs.
Slimed In, Ice Attack. He got some heat on there. And that's just naming a few of them. It ain't really too many bad songs on there if you really just listen to him word for word and really just hear him out. He talking his junk on every song.
Everyone. Everyone.
Literally.
So last year, the three of us, we talked about bowling. And A-Dub and I, we did not get a chance to get down there to Cincy. This year, we have 2 weeks there in August where we have nothing on our calendars. So we're going to plan a time to come out there to Cincy, man, when you're around your preseason schedule.
Oh, yeah, pull up, man.
We got to get out there on the lanes.
Come on, and I've been back getting my bag, and my knee just now becoming stable enough that I can really get my form going.
So okay, I'll see you over there.
Yeah, you see the hips, you see the shoulder.
Uh-huh. Now, look, and check this out, Perez. We don't want no excuses now. Don't tell us, like, you know what, I couldn't make them pants because, you know, I had that injury now. Don't bring it up on us now, all right?
Like I told you, I'm going to be ready by that time come. I got a couple months to get back right even more, and I'm going to take that time to tap into myself. You ain't got to worry, I'll be ready.
He got some extra time.
Yeah.
He got to August.
Yeah, you feel me? It's April. Like I got a couple months. Get the knee back stronger. Get the back ready and loose. You feel me? We ready.
Alright, because we ain't gonna show you no mercy, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get a little stronger in the weight room so I can have some more power with that little 11-10 pound ball I grab. You feel me? We'll be ready.
Alright, now you're scaring me now, man.
I'm just letting you know the game plan. You got to come ready.
We'll be good. We'll be good. Well, listen, I can only speak for myself. I'll be good. That's what I'll say. I'll be good.
Okay.
I'll be good, too. I'm coming, too. I'm breaking my A game.
That's what y'all come with, man. We're going to see.
Because you remember Tyson last year? He was like, man, you had your new ball that you was rocking with. So then that made me go out and get one for myself. I was like, man, Tyson ain't going to be the only one with the brand new ball.
No, man, we gotta be sharp when you go out there, man. We can't just go out there just looking like anybody. We gotta be those guys when we step on there.
And just because I'm bringing my ball, man, we gotta drive because you know they ain't gonna let me bring that shit on no plane.
Yeah, for sure not. That's an easy drive though. How far is that drive though?
I looked it up. It was only 7 hours.
Okay, yeah, that ain't terrible. I thought it was closer than that, really.
Yeah, it was like 7 when I looked it up because when Dub and I was talking about it, I'm like, man, how long is this drive going to be for us? And we looked it up. I was like, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
That's smart. I don't do nothing over 8, man. That's my limit.
That's it. Yeah, that's the window.
Yeah, my limit for sure probably about that 7 mark. If we get close to that 7, I'm like, yeah, I might just cap on this flight for real.
For real. I'm like, bro, that's a work shift. Well, I'm good.
Yeah, that's a drive for sure. Yeah, you gotta watch. Yeah, that's a drive. Over eight, that's a drive. I can get 7, 8 or less. We there.
Yeah,
8+.
Because that's like when I was telling you I got to go to Boston. One dude on our media row, he's like he's driving. So you know, just for shits and giggles, I googled. I'm like, I wonder how long this drive gonna be. I saw them double digits. I'm like, this man crazy. It's 16 hours. I'm like, you crazy?
Oh no, I can't do 16.
No.
Yeah, I can't do 16. I'm here.
See, there are people who drive trucks for a living, man. They can handle it, man. I'm just not one of them.
I'm just a regular dude. I'm a regular civilian, man. I drive to work 10 minutes to come back home, man. I'm just a normal guy.
Listen to you. This guy got a good life over here. 10 minutes. Wow. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's probably like 12, 15 for me in the morning, some mornings. You catch it at the right time. That's Cincy traffic in the mornings. It gets serious out there from about 7 to 8. It get heavy.
Well, I'm sure you ain't never been late for practice too.
Right.
No. We go knock on wood. We go pray about that. But I don't hope to ever this alarm never go off after that meeting time. We go pray about that. But no.
You probably be having nightmares about that shit.
Well, no, you for sure. You know, being an athlete, you always go set, you feel me, some extra, you feel me, backup alarms. But, like, let your phone not be charged at night and you just go to sleep and forget to plug it up. Just weird stuff be happening. You'd be like, dang, it's 9 o'clock and I'm supposed to have been there 40 minutes ago. Like, that's it. That's got to be one of the worst feelings ever. I hope that ain't never me.
Right?
It's never
like, listen, we done heard them all. We done seen guys and they get in that facility and they already know what's coming.
Oh, yeah. You already, yeah. We ain't mad at you. We just go take it out your check.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah, this ain't college. You ain't about to go hop on the Stairmaster and get in trouble. We just go take it out your check. Hop in meeting. So get back in there and get focused. That's all it really is. It's a very, very business. We ain't kids no more. Just take it out your check.
But you know what? When that type of stuff happens, that's when that accountability come in because you're like, man, I ain't trying to be having my check docked now.
Yeah, like, and ain't nobody playing about their money. So it's like if one thing will get you straight in line, it's going to be about your money. So they know what they're doing.
All right, man. Who's going to win this national championship, man? We was talking about March Madness a little earlier, man. Who winning this thing?
Man, what's been crazy? I don't know. I feel like everybody's beatable. This March Madness, but my bro's been telling me Creighton. I heard UConn, Creighton, UConn, or Houston, and I'm gonna lock those three in. I don't know Creighton, UConn, or Houston. Okay. I don't know because I didn't see Houston was one of my favorite teams, and I seen them get booed out by 30. So they humbled me to thinking they beatable. So I just watch good basketball now. I'm like, I don't got nothing in this. So I'm going to just watch these games and just cheer hard and hope somebody gets some buckets.
Well, that's a good point because Iowa State, they beat the shit out of Houston in that Big 12 championship game. So like you said, I think it's all open.
It's all open. It's just whoever – it's all about getting hot at the right time. NC State been looking crazy good. Like a lot of teams been getting, for me, warm at the right time. And that's all it really is. You playing your best basketball in March, you're going to have a chance to compete for that natty. So.
Yes, sir. Well, man, Tyson, bro, this always is like one of our highlights been over here on the show. We always look forward to it. And, we definitely going to get out there to Cincy. You know, I'll be in touch with you, man, just to kind of see how time it looks for preseason games and which big game is probably best for us to pull up. But we there, man.
Okay, say less. Let's do it.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate you once again, brother, man. And good luck, man, with the rest of that rehab. And we can't wait to see you back out on the field.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I appreciate y'all. Can't wait to see y'all, man. Make sure y'all have y'all A-game ready on that bowling line, though.
Bruh, you listen. That thing is English. That's all I'm going to tell you. English.
Okay.
Old straight, English,
baby. I'm straight power. So we're going to see. It's going to be finesse or power. What's going to win that day?
That's right. We'll see. Right. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man. All
right.
Love.
All right, love.
Man, Dub, I always enjoy him on here, man. And now you can tell, like, we got cool with him because now we over here just, like, talking trash to him. Like how you and I talk with each other.
Yeah. Man, yeah, he's a dope guy, man. I mean, I tell you, man, the dude is always fun to chat with. Good guy, down to earth, man. And you're right. He's just like one of the guys now, Brent. So we're looking forward to it, man. Looking forward.
I can't wait till we get down to Cincy. And when I was looking at our calendar and I was surprised, I was like, man, I got 2 weeks here where I got nothing going on. I'm like, I literally was like, I must be forgetting something. Mm-hmm. And then I had to merge all these team calendars. And I'm like, no, I said, we clear. So I'm like, all right, well, we can make it down there then. So. Because I know, like I said, we told him we was going to get down there last year, and it didn't happen because we had something that popped up at the last second. Yep. This year, in August, we're going to head down to Canton, but that's the first week of August.
Right. For sure.
So then after that, we'll be good.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be dope, man. Just looking forward to hanging out with him, man. And it'll be different than how we hung out with him in Champaign. So it's going
to
be nice.
Yeah, man, because that was just like a quick, he was trying to get to the food. I saw him, you know what I'm saying? I know that look, you know?
Yep.
I know that look when you cut a conversation short because you're like, well, listen, man, that food over there getting cold, I'ma holler at y'all. It's been real.
And you said it earlier, Perez. Hey, man, they had some nice food down in Champaign, bro. And you know your boy Dub love those cookies. So, you know what I mean?
You definitely love them cookies.
Yeah, man.
But they are good, though. I ain't going to hold you. They are really, really good, man. But, yeah, man, like I said, man, I always enjoy these talks. And it's just so funny how we've interviewed and talked to at this point, thousands of athletes, and none of them have we reached this type of relationship with. And that's why, that's what makes this situation special with him, is because like we connected on just like not even just about sports, it's just like on a real level.
Absolutely, man. Family, personal life, all those different things that, like you said, that has absolutely nothing to do with sports, man. And to have that kind of connection with them, bro, man, it's priceless.
And the guy that we know, like, man, we can hit him up at any time, like, hey, man, can you come on the show? And he's there, right? We don't have to chase him down. As a matter of fact, he was hitting us like, hey, where's the link? I'm like, man, he ready.
He's one of those guys, man, and that's what you like about him, bro, that, hey, he kind of take the friendship like we do, man, seriously, you know, and that's what it's about, man. You know, some things are just bigger than just sports, you know, and this is one of those situations, one of the relationships that we have with him that's just bigger than sports.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, audience, hey, we're going to be back to y'all next week with Bears Talk, but this is, hey, our annual Tyson Talk, and I know a lot of people enjoy this conversation, and we know he's not a member of the Chicago Bears, but he's a friend, right? So guess right. what? Friend of the show means he's going to be a friend of y'all. So I hope y'all enjoy. Next week, like I said, we'll be back with some Chicago Bears talk. Until then, we are out.